All right. Thank you so much, Tara. I appreciate
Thank
your
you,
time.
Tara.
Yep,
Thank
absolutely.
You,
Tara. Absolutely. Yeah, is this Jackson?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jackson. How are we doing today?
Doing good.
Good. Good to hear. And I see a couple notes here. I do see that Tara did mention that you were partnered up before.
Oh. I lost you there for a second.
Yeah, sorry about that. I think Tara mentioned that you went on your own, right? You had a partnership, and now you're the owner of the company, Coastal Land Clearing LLC. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I was in a partnership for several years, and then we decided to divide.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, definitely. There's nothing like having your own thing, right? Like that's one of the things I. You know, I had that too. I had a kind of a house with my ex-wife. I'm like, no, I got to go. can't be with someone else. Got to do my own thing. So, kind of not the same thing, but kind of similar situation. Okay, cool. So, you know, I do see that you got you're new in business, so we can definitely apply a huge discount for that. Do you have a website for the business that I'm missing, or I think you have a Facebook profile, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Facebook.
Okay. Awesome. I love Facebook, by the way. It's so underestimated when it comes to marketing. And that's something that we also include within our packages, right? So in a nutshell, what we're doing here, Jackson, is when anybody's looking for excavation services, and just correct me if I'm wrong, you're in Brunswick, but you're able to travel a little bit more for new clients, right?
Yeah, so we travel. Yeah. So we're locally based out of Brunswick, but we travel anywhere roughly up to 150 miles, but I usually like to stay in about an hour span, which covers Brunswick, Wake Falls, Blackshear, Jessup, Pierce County, Savannah, Jacksonville. It covers a pretty good span from where we're located at.
Yeah, got it. That's a 50 to 60 mile radius. That'll cover that hour. Okay, absolutely. We could definitely get you programmed in. So, look, in a nutshell, the way it would work is, you know, you use Google, I use Google. We know that it's a proven platform. So when people are looking for excavation, right, services, we make sure that we get you your keywords programmed in. So there's different ways of looking for excavation. If it's land clearing, just the different ways people type that type of service on Google, that's where we're going to get you programmed in for, right? And also, are you doing also? I see that you're doing other types of services as well, right? Not just only land clearing, but you're doing a little bit of everything too, right?
Yeah, so we do. I pretty much cover everything.
Okay.
Besides, I don't pour concrete and I don't build houses. We do vinyl fences, chain link fences. We do full house pads. We do tree trimming. We even do septic tanks. We do everything besides concrete and build a house. Other than that, we do it all.
Perfect. That's awesome. So look, that's already a huge portfolio of different services that we can get you programmed in. So that's great. You know, even with the land clearing, if people, I mean, look, you're there already. If they need to install a septic tank, you know, right? It's already, you know, and then. Yeah, for tree service.
That's all we got into the septic tank side of it, because we've done so many pre-site prepping for their houses. We got asked so much about it, so then we started getting it also.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really good. I had to get a septic tank, the services done on it, but they had to install a new one. So yeah, I hear you on that.
Right now.
Oh no, they're not. No, absolutely not. So. But, hey, you know, it is what it is, like the saying is, right? So, you know, we got excavation companies. So, for example, when I'm typing excavation in your area, you got KWS Excavation and Grading Services. We got Foxworth Land and Demo. We got Dyer's Grading and Excavation LLC. We got Taylor Atlantic. And then we got some of the newer companies that actually just they were added to Google, which is MGH. American Excavation, and then Germano Construction. So those are a couple companies that are just got listed not too long ago, and that's where we have a listing available. So our goal and what we're trying to do is we're trying to get you programmed in. So whenever anybody's typing those keywords, you're popping up on that first page. And why is the first page important, right, Jackson? Because you and I, we make decisions based on that first page, right? Like, I don't go to the second or third page. I look at the company reviews, right? It's true, right? Look at the company reviews,
yeah.
And then I see what quality work they do. One of the things that we're going to be able to provide for you, only for today, we're adding a website. So if you don't have a website, we would be able to do a www.coastallandclearingllc, and that website will be fully optimized. You can upload videos if you have any videos, pictures of before and after work, and then people can schedule an appointment directly from the website. Just the website alone, if you were to go through like GoDaddy or Wix or any of those big, you know, website companies, they would charge you $500 just to get one started easily, right, for a basic one.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to include that at no additional cost. So that's something that we would 100% be able to do for you. Another question that I have for you is, I see that you have your Facebook business profile. Have you ever tried to run, you know, Facebook targeting ads or retargeting ads by chance? Or kind of heard of them? Okay. So I don't know if you've ever experienced this when you're looking for stuff on Google or even Amazon, and then all of a sudden that same thing you were looking at pops up on your Facebook feed. Has that happened to you?
Yes, with other people's stuff, it has. Like, I'm not really, in reality, the person that you need to be talking to is my wife. I'm just I own it, but, man, I'm really kind of more of the worker side of it. She handles every – I barely know how to work my phone half the time.
Yeah, no worries.
My wife handles everything.
Yeah, I mean, so let's say we were to get you signed up, right? Let's say you were to want to take that listing and secure the position, and so that way we don't work with no one else. Your wife would be the person doing the client onboarding call. So we would do an onboarding call where we program everything in, and she can be part of that, right? Since you're the person that, you know, hey, my wife takes care of all the, you know, advertising stuff, you know, she's my right-hand woman, right? And I'm the only one doing the services and the actual jobs. That's not an issue, right? Like, the thing is that she can be in charge of that, and then you would be, both you guys would be listed on the account. So that's not an issue. I'm just trying to explain, like, if you've ever experienced how the Facebook works, right? So we run Facebook retargeting ads. So that's something that we also included in the campaign. So everything here that we do is month-to-month. There's absolutely no contracts, okay? If you want your wife to be the account manager, she can most definitely be. Once again, we do what's called an onboarding call with our technician to make sure we get you programmed in correctly on Google. We get your website going. If she wants to add pictures or videos of, you know, the work that you guys have done before, she can most definitely do that. And then, you know, we would put you on Bing, which is another search engine, and then also Apple Maps. That's huge. And the last thing we would do is programming on Yelp, because Yelp and then Apple have partnered up. So something like this, right, if you were to move forward, I could do a couple things. Since you're new in business, you don't have a lot of online presence. I think the only thing you have right now, if I'm not mistaken, I think you're using Angie's, right, or HomeAdvisor. I'm not quite sure which. They're the same company now, I think, right?
Yeah, I am. Wait,
got it. You're not so
very
happy.
Impressed with them.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And here's the thing, right? Like, you know, I hear this all day, every day. You know, the most important thing is doing business with the right company and really getting your name out there as a solo entity, Jackson. Right? That's the most important thing. Like, you know, especially if you're going on, you've gone on your own, you have your own business, you really want to get yourself as a solo entity online. So that way you can build that online presence and reputation. And then what you want is you want people to call you directly, right? That's what you really want. You want people to know your name, know what you can do, the services you provide, and then calling you directly. When it comes to HomeAdvisor, Angie's, I think they charge per lead. I'm not quite sure anymore how they work, but, you know, it's you're on their platform. And what happens is, being on their platform, you know, it's theirs, right? So with this, if you were to cancel our services, you would keep your Google business profile. You would keep all your listings. I mean, you would be in a much better online presence than you would have before. So once again, the companies that are on the first page of Google are the companies that are using something like this, and they're being very profitable. Some of these new guys, you can also, I'll be honest with you, if you get listed on Google, you'd be able to knock them out of the park. Like MGH Land Management, like these guys don't even have a website. They don't have not one single review. So I know they're going to get kicked out of the first page. American Excavation LLC, they literally just got on Google not too long ago. They don't have a website, If they don't have a website or they don't have reviews, they're going to get kicked out. And then Germano, I think that's what it's called, construction. It's an excavation contractor. Same thing. They have no reviews. They do have a website, but they're at the bottom of that page. So if you can get reviews and you can have your website listed professionally, then that's just already a win. You're a step ahead of them, first with something like this. So I can get you a special pricing. Something like this would be $398 to start, and then $299 every month after that. So that would be a month-to-month service. There would be no contracts. I'm willing to waive $200 off your setup fee. We usually have a $299 setup fee. In your case, so you're new in business, I'll give you a hand to get you going on Google and then save you $200. So it would be $398 to start, $299 every single month after that. And once again, this, once you get on Google, it's 100% going to pay for itself. One excavation job, it could pay for a few months, even the year, right? And then you wouldn't have to pay for lead, per call, per any of that, right? So, and you get a website, which is, something that's needed to rank on Google, but people can actually see the type of work you've done, right? And then, people can book appointments from your website. It'll get your company that next level of professionalism and online exposure it really needs, right? So we can get your wife on the onboarding call, and she can make all the decisions as far as, how does she want the logo, the website, everything, right, where it's going to be posted on the website. I see you have a logo already, right, for the business? Yeah, I see it. I like it. Cool. All right. That's awesome. Yeah. So that's something that we can add to your website, and then we would post your logo all over the internet as well and all the platforms. And, once again, the best part is that, there's no contracts to this. So there's no real risk. The only risk is, you giving us a shot to do this for you, right? That's the only risk you're going to take, but it's going to be a benefit for your business in the long run, right? So, is this something you like to do for me? Exactly. That's what it is. Here's the thing, Jackson. I talk to a lot of people every day, and, I'm like, look, you use Google on a daily basis. Like, if I were to sell you a service that you don't use, like a new platform, let's just say, I don't know. Let's just call it Y. Oh, you're not using Y? Like, what's Y? Then, of course, I would be a little finicky about it, but if you use Google on a daily basis for directions, look at restaurants, look at hotels, look at anything, you're using a platform that you're going to be on that you use on a daily basis. And it's something that you have experience with because, when you make a decision on anything, you look at reviews, right? You look at websites. You really want to make sure you're doing business with the right company. And that's exactly what we're doing for your business. And you're actually establishing yourself as a sole entity, right? So the only risk you're taking here is, being pulling the trigger on something like this, so that way you can get going. But sometimes a lot of people feel like, I can wait. Waiting, sometimes doesn't bring you those results that you want, right? And then when they want something like this, it's like it's too late, or they're not getting as much traction because they're not well established. So, and those new companies that just got on Google, those guys are, I feel like if they don't get reviews, they're not going to be there very long because that's two requirements that Google has. You have to have a website and you have to have good, solid reviews online, a good online reputation. So that's what they want. So that's something that we can do for you. And then once again, we can do your onboarding call either today or we can do it tomorrow whenever you have time with your wife. So both of you guys can be on that call and then, get your website going with the technician. All right, so that's something that we can be able to do.
Tomorrow would definitely work better so I can plan out my day, to be with her when we do it.
Yeah, most definitely. Yes.
What's y'all's, time frame, right? So I know what time I kind of need to pull off to be able to do it. Y'all feel free in the afternoon?
Yeah, so here's the next steps, right? Let me just explain how this would work, okay? So in order for me to set a client onboarding call, so we have technicians, and we set it every single hour of the day. So just to kind of give you an idea, our hours of operation are so right now it's 10:44, right? So we usually start at, 10 every day. And so it would be from 10 to 7 p.m. So you can schedule the client onboarding call anytime tomorrow with your wife. You know, the only thing is, in order for me to set the onboarding call, we would have to secure the listing, right? So if you want to move forward with this, I would just need 5-10 minutes of your time, ask you basic questions about the company, and then we can have that onboarding call with our technician tomorrow at any time. So I got a full schedule open for tomorrow, anytime. I got availability every hour all the way until 7 p.m. And then that way you guys can do the onboarding call with a technician. So what I do is I just gather basic information to make sure you're verified on Google. You know where the little red dot in the business is located, right? Like the map section, right? So
yeah.
we're gonna verify you. So it's called Google Business Profile. So since we're Google Channel Partners, we're able to go into their back office and get you done for the Google verification. So what I ask you is just basic information about the business, like hours of operation, just minor stuff, nothing crazy, right? And then tomorrow, when the technician goes over all these keywords, you guys can both be on the phone call and then get your website going as well. So that's something that we can do. But as far as the securing the listing, I mean, I can take 10 minutes of your time and get, you know, information verified, just basic information, and then we can set that onboarding call for tomorrow. And it would be anytime you want. It's not, I have an open schedule for the technician tomorrow for the most part, right? So if you want to do it in the morning, we can. If you want to do it in the afternoon or in the evening, we can do either way, whatever works for you. Because I know you're also focusing on the onboarding calls. But, you know, as far as the number like that we're on, is this number the number that you want your clients to call you on, or do you have another number that you want clients to call you on?
I have two numbers, this one and then another one.
Okay. What is the main business number? Would you say this one would be the main business number?
It's going to be this one and my wife's, preferably either – her first, because she answers the phone better than I can, you know, because while I'm working, it's hard for me to hear my phone. But I usually have it to where they call her first, and then, you know, then it gets – we have an app set up where, you know, if she doesn't answer, then the call gets forwarded to me.
That is really cool. Okay, that's good. That's very smart, because there's a lot of – look, I talk to clients, and some people don't even have their voicemail set up. Literally, like, I call my clients back and I tell them, do you know you don't even have your voicemail set up? Like, it's in full, the mailbox is full. I'm like, how are you, you're missing opportunities. It's, anyhow, you know, teach his own. But when it comes to business, I think that's a smart move. So, okay, your number's though, 912-223-9244. What's your wife's phone number?
Give me one.
Sure. Yeah. You're the same way. I don't remember my wife's. I have to look it up.
Let me know whenever you're ready.
Yeah. What is it?
912.
Okay.
580.
Okay.
0710.
0710. Okay. Sounds good. And then, Jackson, just want to verify a couple things. So the business, you want it to be listed as Coastal Land Clearing LLC. And then you're in Brunswick, Georgia. I have an address for the business. This is to get you verified. We're not going to showcase your address on Google because you're not an actual brick and mortar, right? You have people going to you're going to their house, right? They're to do the service. So, but in order to get you verified through Google, Google is going to send you some verification information, right, or even a PIN. And I have a 1077 Buck Swamp Road. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and then Jackson's your first name, so it's just Jackson. What is your last name? This is just for account purposes. Not for we're not going to post it on Google or anything.
Yeah. It's going to be Bradham, Bradham.
Gotcha. Okay. I got that there. I see a couple things that give me 1 second. Let me just pull some stuff up. Okay, I got an email here. Correct me if I'm wrong. I got Jackson Bradham 16 at iCloud. Is that – or do you have a business email that you prefer to have on
– So that's my that's my personal email. I have not had time yet to
– okay. No worries.
Get a business email.
No worries. We can help you with that too. We do have Google Workspace that we have, which is a professional greeting when they call in. That's awesome. Very cool. And then we do have, you know, emails that you can provide for the business as well. So don't worry about that. And then as far as like the, you know, the hours of operation for the business, like just a general, this is not set in stone. Once again, you're going to go over this with the technician, but what would you say you would be open to as far as taking phone calls for new clients?
So my business hours for my employees, we're 5 to 7. We start at 5. Sorry. We start at 7. We end at 5. I answer phone calls any time of the day.
So when we list you on Google, once again, like, it's not like, you know, I don't think there's ever been an issue of, well, yeah, I mean, it'll happen when, like, hey, can you come now? But this is just to list your hours of operation on Google so that they can call you for the most part. That's pretty much what this is. Not really the times you're open, right? The hours of opening and closing, that's more for like brick and mortar businesses. But when would you like to receive calls or people to like give you a ring? Is there like a set hour or do you want to just list 24 hours? What do you think?
From 7 in the morning to 8 in the afternoon seems
there you go.
About, that seems good. I mean, it seems that people,
yep,
early enough where somebody can still call you, but late, yep, enough where they're rushing getting off work.
I was 100% going to suggest that. That's it. You know, after 8, it's kind of like, it's kind of late. I'm not going to call someone for, you know, an estimate or quote, right? Okay, so, and then that would that be Monday through Sunday, right? I'll open, you know, to take calls every day?
Monday through Saturday. That way it's just
okay.
People that work on Sunday, you actually lose a little bit of business from that.
Gotcha.
Unless
okay.
It's some big Walmart places.
Got it. No worries. We can definitely get you listed for that. And then I got some of the keywords here that you guys are doing, which is good. Okay, cool. I see obviously you have an LLC, so the business is insured. Do you have a license as well?
Yeah, so we are full. My business is set up very, very weird. So I was very...
Mm-hmm.
I was very lucky, so I do know currently I can count on my hand the amount of residential jobs that I do. I got very lucky at the beginning, and I signed a massive contract with a trailer park company, and I cover all 74 of their trailer parks. So I have a full crew that does nothing but do that. So I don't have to have residential side of it, but I'm always looking to grow. That's why I'm more interested in this stuff.
Yeah, that's really good.
Most new businesses don't, like, they're new. I'm new, but I've already been doing it for so long. I locked in contracts very, very early on in my stages.
You sound very young, man. I don't want to ask your age, but like for what you got going on. For what you're doing and what you got going on, man, you're going to be set for life because you got a good thing going on, especially what you do. I mean, land clearing and just the work that you do, that's huge. So, you know, once you get your name on Google and once you see this working, if you want to expand your crew here in the near future, I mean, this is the way to go. And, I mean, looking at the equipment you have, like, I see that on your Facebook. You're no joke, man. You got – I don't know how much that equipment is, but it looks expensive. I'll tell you that.
It's not cheap, and I've done anywhere from – like I said, I've done – last year I was on a government FEMA contract for 9 months, and then I signed this contract with this trailer park company, and I got another contract that I'm hoping to meet with tomorrow and hopefully sign another contract. In my point of eyes, I can always, there's never too much work. I can always buy more equipment. I can always hire more guys.
That's the mindset.
I don't turn down nothing.
That is the mindset that honestly, and not a lot of people think like you at your age. I know I didn't, you know, but what you got going on, I think it's great. You know, that's really, really, really good. One of the things that one of the programs we also have that is super, super beneficial that you can do down the road once you get everything set up is called the Google Guaranteed Program. So that's a paper lead service, but that by far is Google's best product. It's more a little bit more expensive than what I'm offering you, but to be honest with you, when it comes to like the work that you do, it's super, super great. You know, it's really, really good. So that's something that we can do in the near future. Once you grow and you got more people, that's something that you can get yourself into when it comes to that. So, you know, just kind of keep that in mind if you're, because you, I can see, I mean, you're pretty young, and once you got things going on, it's just, you know, it's going to be great. So that's good. All right, and then just a few other questions here, just and then we'll move on to the next portion here. As far as let's see, we got that. Okay, yeah. So as far as the website, you got that logo going on there, and you have pictures of work you've done, right, before and afters. So
yeah,
showcase. Okay, cool. All right, so we'll put. I'll just notate for our technician that you have those things, which is really good. Okay. Yeah, people love seeing the before and after pictures. Even when you're doing contracts or referrals, people, I mean, once they see the work you do or the equipment, they're like, okay, this is it. We're gonna do that. That's really good. Alright, so we got that going on. Okay. Alright, so I got everything here going on. So the next step, right, what we do is we're gonna set up a client onboarding call for you mentioned tomorrow. What time would work for you for you and the technician and your wife to be together? And that way you guys can go over the, cross the T's and dot the I's for everything so we can get you programmed on Google. What time works for you tomorrow?
Can we do tomorrow at 7 in the afternoon, or 7 is when y'all stop?
7 is when we stop. We could do 6.
6 works.
Yeah, we could do 6. It's going to take about 30 minutes, but it shouldn't be too lengthy unless you have any other questions or, like, you know, anything else. The technician is just going to go over everything. All the keywords, everything that we enter right now into the system, they're going to just verify that just to make sure. Because we're going to do our homework. We're not going to guess how people are searching for your services. We're actually going to know. So we go on to Google's back office, and then we make sure that, you know, we get you programmed in for the right keywords, right, and how they're being typed in. That's the most important thing. Instead of just guessing, like, hey, you know, maybe it's this, right? We actually make sure. So that's good to go. So what we're going to do now is I put in that discount here so we can get you those $200 off, which since you're new in business, man, I think your partner's missing out, man, on what you got going on. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, we – he still is very good for himself. So he actually lives an hour from me. So we actually still work together on some big jobs. But yeah, he still runs his whole outfit. He, like I said, he's a whole another hour away from me. So we're not always competition for each other.
Got it. Okay. Well, cool. As long as you never know. Sometimes you know people end on good terms or bad terms, and hopefully. I mean, you know, since you guys are still working together here and there, you guys are in good terms. You just wanted to do your own thing. But that's good. That's a really good story.
I was the best man in his wedding last month, so
I think
it's still good.
Absolutely, yeah. That's cool. That's if you just decided to do your own thing and venture out. But, you know, sometimes it's not always that. I've been here for 7 years, and you don't hear you hear some really bad stuff, you know, when it comes to, you know, business partners and everything else. It, you know, it's crazy. So if you have that friendship, it's something that, you know, that's always good. Because you never know when you're going to need them, right? So
I learned very, very early on the reason we stay friends behind is we kept everything separate. So if we needed a piece of equipment, we divided in who was going to purchase what. So we separated. There was no having to split that we had money and equipment. I own my own equipment. He owned his own equipment. It was very easy and very simple.
Yeah. That's very good. I'm happy to hear that, man. I mean, sometimes, you know, just people have a bad fallout, and that's bad, you know. So I'm glad that you guys were able to still keep in touch with that. So that's really good. Okay, cool. So I entered the discount here. So as far as the securing the $398 to start and then $299 every month after that, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and repeat it to you. After we get payment, I have to read what's called a voice certification. This is for your protection, and you're going to receive your invoice and your invitation for that onboarding call tomorrow at 6 p.m. right? So I want to make sure you have all your paperwork so that way you can do a tax write-off as well. What, right? You know about that for the business.
I miss it. Oh, I'm gonna grab my wallet right here.
Sure, no worries.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so it's going to be, what number, you want the loan number first?
Yeah, sure. It's, I don't know if it's a Visa or MasterCard, American Express, or Discover.
Visa.
Okay, so that one starts with a 4. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so 43-93-97-00-33-16-04-42.
All right, so you got 43-93-97-00-33-16-04-42. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and what's the expiration month and year?
Expiration is going to be 07-28.
Okay. 07-28. Okay. And then you have a security code on the back of that card.
Yes. 272.
272. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read what's called a voice verification. This is, once again, for your protection, and you're going to receive your invoice as well, so that way you have everything in front of you. Let me know during that voice verification if there's anything you don't understand or whatever the case may be. Let me know, and that way we can I can explain it to you, and then we can get that addressed. Okay. So if there's anything that doesn't you don't understand, right? So it says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for your protection, and it's an added form of protection for you as well." It says, "To get results as fast as possible, please state the name of your business."
Coastal Land Clearing LLC.
Okay, great. So it says, please state your name and the title within the business.
Jackson Bradham, owner, operator.
Okay, great. And are you an authorized, or, excuse me, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter, or excuse me, are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, great. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in this campaign. So it's going to be you and your wife, right? Do you guys agree to be responsive to phone calls or emails or text messages from Local Splash when needed?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So, you know, we're going to give you a security question here. The security question, you get 3 questions to choose from. And basically when we call you from Local Splash to update anything, or you feel like, hey, you know, someone's calling you but you don't feel too comfortable, every single agent here will have your security question. You get to choose from 3. So your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, we'll do What is city born in?
Okay, so what city is that?
Brunswick.
Okay, Brunswick. I used to live in Ohio, and they had a Brunswick out there. So, well, I noticed that a lot of cities have a lot of states have those kind of similar cities. You know, it's very common. Okay, sounds good. So I got that there, and then okay, so you're. Your initial payment would be set at a flat rate, $398. So we did waive $200 off your setup fee, and then every month after that would just be $299. So you can cancel, or you can, you know, suspend your account at any moment. All you would have to do is call client support. I already sent you all the information. I don't know if you got a text message with your invoice. Or also got okay, perfect. You're also going to get a welcome email. So that's just going to break down everything that we're going to do for you and the cost. And once again, keep that for your tax purposes as well, so you can get a, you know, a break on that for marketing. And then I'm also going to send you an invite tomorrow for the client onboarding call. So give me 1 second. Okay. I'm sending that right now. And this is just an invite. So that way you and the technician can get together with your wife as well. So is it okay if I notate your wife's name on here as well? Because she's going to be part of this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so give me 1 second. Okay, so what's your wife's name so I can notate that as well?
Nadia.
Nadia, okay, great. Okay, client. Okay.
Obviously, last name the same.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so we got Friday, October 24th. Wow, Halloween's next week, huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Coming around quick.
Oh, this year is gone. I mean, it feels like every year is going quicker. Maybe just because I'm getting older, but anyhow. Yeah, so I just sent you an onboarding call for tomorrow at 6 p.m. So this should be in your inbox. It's just an invitation. If anything changes, Jackson, you can always, you know, give me a ring. You have my – I'm going to send you a couple things so that way you have things – you know, you have our toll-free number, our customer service number already, but I'll send you my direct number, and you can always – give me a call. I'll just let you know I'm not a technician, so I don't know how to program. You're going to have someone that's going to help you with that. But when it comes to any questions or anything you need, you can always reach out to me. I sent you that. Also, what I'm sending you is an example of the website that we're going to build for you so that we can check it out with you and your wife for tonight and then kind of have some ideas. There we go. Look, I got an example of excavation contractor. Okay, look at that. Ooh, it's going to look nice. I like that. Okay, so I'm sending that to you right now. And then I'm also sending you a YouTube video of how our dashboard works. So we do have one of the few companies that have an actual application. So we have a local/call app. And this will show you how to use that as well. So that's just a YouTube video. And then I'm also sending you this as well, our Google partnership badge, which we're very proud of. That'll let you know that we're Google partners as well. So I don't know if you've been getting those text messages. I can hear the little... You know, when.
Yeah, I've been getting all of them.
Perfect. That's really good. So I sent you that so you can, you know, check those things out. And then, okay, so everything's set here to go. I have Nadia as well as yourself as both, you know, administrators on the account, which is really good. And let's see. Okay. So you also have received a welcome email. When you get that welcome email, there's gonna be a click here to accept the subscription terms, and then you just read that, type in your first name and last name to know that you got them, and that's gonna send you over to a client dashboard. So the client dashboard, you're gonna have the credentials emailed. If you don't get those emailed, then tomorrow the technician will walk you through and how to use it as well. So whenever you get a chance, you can do that. But other than that, Jackson, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity out of your day. I know that, you know, once you get things going on Google, I mean, it's just another form of getting your name out there, and just people love seeing that online visibility and presence. So having everything set and, you know, and get to go, you know, we're ready for tomorrow. So tomorrow, just, you know, please just be attentive to that phone call at 6, and then we'll go from there. We'll get started on your campaign.
Okay, so they gonna call me though at 6?
Yeah, they're gonna call you at 6. Yeah, so from 6, the client interview is, we block off an hour, but it's not gonna take an hour. It'll take about 20 to 30 minutes, right, tops. So they'll call you exactly at not exactly, anywhere from, let's say 6 to 6:10, right, during that time, and then they're gonna go with that client onboarding call to make sure we have you listed the way that you want to be listed on Google. So yep. 6. Did you get that client interview invite in your email?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so you're all set right there. Any other questions you have, Jackson, before we disconnect?
No, I think I'm good. Oh.
Okay, perfect. Well, I want to thank you so much. Once again, this is going to be great for you, and look out for that client onboarding call for tomorrow at 6, okay?
10-4, I will.
All right, awesome. Talk to you soon. You have a good rest of your day.
All right, you too.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.